Thank you. And what have you learned from your research?
Well, one of the surprising things was to see how resilience was often set in the context of diversity and equity and the goals of making Toronto and Ontario more inclusive. So in some ways, resilience is used as one of those strategies, as an equity and diversity strategy. And especially as we see now in the time of the pandemic and increasing visibility of the structural inequalities that are very racialized. On the one hand, we saw a recognition of these structural inequalities that many racialized immigrants face. We also saw, however, a continued focus on individuals shoring up their capacity. While there is a recognition of civic responsibility to address these systemic concerns, we didn't see in the policy documents we reviewed, which was pre-pandemic, we did not see resources dedicated to address those structural inequalities. We did not see resources dedicated to offer paid sick leave, increase the minimum wage, to address affordable housing, the conditions that create vulnerability amongst many immigrants. What we saw more was, how can we help these individuals overcome these adversities? So this is something we really want to pay attention to moving forward. The recognition of resilience involves both the individual, but also the collective. And we would like to see more attention to the structural changes that need to happen.